We are beginning brand new Simon, Reish Yud Zion, 217. Says the Mechaber, Hanichnas the Chanuso Shel Bosem. You go into a store where they're selling fragrances. Sheish Bo Mini Bisamim. And they have different types of, things that smell good. Mevarich, you make the bracha Bere Mine Bisamim. You make the bracha Bere Mine Bisamim. Yoshev Sham Kol Hayom. If you stay in the store the entire day, you only make the bracha one time, even though you're really constantly going to be smelling these pleasant aromas. Nichnas v'yotze, you're going in and out, mevorach al kol pam. In that case, you would make a bracha on each and every single time. But davka, specifically in a case, shlo hayadayta lachzor, when you didn't have intention, you're going to be coming back. Aval hayadayta lachzor, but when you left the store, your intention is to come back in, lo yivorach, you do not repeat and make the bracha a second time, rather, it's still the first b'nei b'samim you made counts for the whole time. Okay, that is the mechaber. There's not a ramos. We'll start now Mishnah Berurah and a few deer shoes today. Nichnas lechanuso, you go into a store. After b'siv beis and siv beis mevari, we're going to explain the inyan shehei nase haboisem lahareach, that the perfume is made there for the sake of being smelled. V'zeh halokines sechorosoi b'chanusoi rak limkor. This guy is just putting out the things there that he wants, to sell them. So the Mishnah is explaining kashas, and why are you making bracha if it's not really putting out there? No, it's be'em is really in truth. Gam b'zeh nikra osil harech. In truth, this is also called being made for the sake of smelling. Denichalei shiarichu anoshim reach boisem. He wants, the stoner wants you to come and smell these great things that he's selling, and then v'yavoi lignos mimen, he's going to buy them from him. So that is being put out there, so to speak. Yes, it's being sold, but you have to smell them. It's like to entice them. That's where it's being called. Made for the scent of the fizes, or what emerges. So if he puts them into like a room, but not out in the actual store, they're not placed publicly, where everyone's going to be coming out, but like in a back storage area, something like that. They're put away. They're not being presented for the sake of smelling. You don't make a bracha on these. Unless you text it out specifically for the purpose and intention to smell from these. In that case, the fact you picked it up like that and you're playing to it, then that makes it like you are using this article as something that's going made to be smelling for you. Do in fact make a bracha on it. The deer shoe number one says Amnon Achazon Ish Kosov Shadava She'ena Oimin L'Reach. It's not really set up to be smelled. Ein Mevarchin Alav Klal. You don't make a brach on it. Ela Imkein Yachno L'Reach Bo. You designate it for the sake of smelling it. Lechein and therefore Ein Moyel Mash Noit Lim Biad L'Reach. It doesn't help just from the fact that you took it in your hand. Shai Machazir in the Makom. You can put it right back. Ela Imkein Miadim. It's designated L'Kach for this purpose. Shavu Noshim Lecheiner L'Haricham, to come into that room and to smell them. Sivkat and Beis, Mevarich, make the bracha, V'yesh, Omrim, Didav, Gemes, Kavin, Hariach. Some of this applies specifically where you had intention, your kavana was to smell. But Einem is Kavin, but you didn't have intentions to smell it. El Hariach, Bo, Me, Elav, I happened to smell it, but I certainly wasn't going in with a sense of that. But the enemy said, I got it. Einem, Mevarich, you do not make a bracha on that. You walk into a place, wow, there has to be a nice smell in this room. Aval Rabim, Choykim, Alzeb, but many actually argue, Sevir, Lehu, they told, Afilu, Einem Hariach, Rabim is Chavin. You need not intentionally do this cave in Shabbat, but Samim Nasim Kedel Hariach Bahem. The whole purpose that they're made is that they should give off a smell. Vehunahen, and you're enjoying this. In that case, yes, Mevorech, you would make a bracha on that. The bracha is in Gimel, Borei, Minei, Visamim, Mishum, Shebechanus, Shel, Besamim, Nimsoim, Bo, Atzei, the Isvei, Besamim, meaning they got all different types of varieties for display, for sale. So therefore, it's like we learned earlier, smelling a bunch of them. Lefikach mevorach mine v'somim, all types of species of pleasant, herbs. Velo domi leho deleel simin reish yud tes, reish tes zayin, sif yud. De im hay lefonav ativ isve mevorach akol echad mevorach haru'ilo. You should make each one its own specific bracha, and you should not make the overarching general bracha. Hasamayri shebein, maybe in the fun of shnayim or shlosha minim v'noita biyad mikomin b'fnei atzmo l'harech. That's when you have three things and you're holding each one separately to make the bracha on it. L'fikach, therefore, mevarech akol min b'fnei atzmo. Each one gets its own unique designated bracha. Masha'enkin hocha, which is not the case here by the store. She'ena noita biyado, you're not picking up shumbosim, you're not holding anything in your hand. El she'nichnas, when you walk in, olo reich min hakam min kama min ebisamim ka'achas. In that whiff, you're smelling all three categories, right? The fikach, mevarech, bracha, kolelis. In that case, that's why you make the bracha on all, and you do not make the special bracha on isvi v'samim or atzi v'samim. You just make the general minei v'samim. Sivka and dalid, ela echas, you only make the bracha one time. V'lo, nafkamina b'zeh, im hisich daita olo. There's no practical halacha differences if you got distracted or you changed your mind. Kevin shareich oilo lo tolio, since it's a continuous, constant, unstopping scent, kolz manju hu yoyshe b'chanos, your entire time in there. Bal chanos gufanami, so the owner of the store also, pam rishon shebechol yom, the first time he opens up the shop in the morning, shenichnas tachanus, so he goes into a store, tzarech levarech olo lefishe nehenemei reich, because he also isn't getting enjoyment from these fragrances, v'sulo, but no more than that. V'afilu nichnas v'yotze, even if the store owner is running in and out, the daito lachzor shuv, his intention is to go back lechanusu, back into a store. Kila kame, as we explain. V'yesh achronim shesovrim, some of them hold shafilu pam rishon shenichnas lechanusu ein tzarech levarach. Something, no, the store owner doesn't make a brach the first time he goes in. V'alkein tov shechavin leheriach, you should have intention to get this v'az lechuli ama yiyet tzarech levarach b'pam rishon. If you intentionally are have in mind to get enough from that, then even the store owner would make a bracha according to those opinions as well. Sivkat and hay, nichnas v'yotzi, in and out, like a good mashkiach, constantly checking, going in and out. V'chol shekein kishaholach lechanush shaboysim acher, certainly goes into a different store, but v'adei tzarech levarech sham pam achers. If you go into a different store, I smell something nice, you know, down the block, doesn't matter. You have to make a new bracha in the new store. Vav hayadaita lachzor. If you had the intention of coming back and returning to the store, v'daf ki kashayadaita lachzor miyad. This is provided that in a specific case when your intention is to come back immediately. Okay, agudos b'samim shmunachim al hashulchan arech. Remember, you have a whole bundle of all different types of pleasant smelling things, and they're tied up together on the table, and you just to smell them. Im not lo pam echo the harich bo. If you take it to smell it, mevarech alav the choiz meniach al hashulchan, and you put it back on the table. Im haydait alach shul harich bo. If you now going to pick it up and smell it again, ein tzarich levarech alehem kishechoiz meniach behem. You do not need to make a new bracha when you smell it again. And even if you went out and you have in mind to come right back, you do not need to repeat a bracha on this bundle of besamim. Because in mind, you're going to be smelling them. And the Dirshu number 2 points out here, many shuls have a person that's kind of designated. He's like the besamim guy. He goes and passes around something that people can make the bracha, besides for a good pick-me-up. It helps to complete the requirement of making 100 brachos. So kos l'kamon, tof reish yud beiz, la'el sif, simen memvav, shekol zman shel hisich daita min harich, osu lach zavarech. If you didn't have a hesach hadas, you weren't distracted, you didn't stop thinking about it, then you cannot make another bracha on it, to have a bracha she'en etzricha, because you're making an unnecessary bracha. Okay, continuing now, finishing up sifkat and vav, im holach la'asoko, if you go to work, o lehispalo, go to dam, it's a kinesis and shul, have a hefsek, that is a hefsek, v'tzarech levarech shenius, and you would in fact have to make a bracha on it when coming back. Sifkat and Zayin, lo yivarich, you don't make a bracha. Afilu kishechoyzer umeiriach bevesamim acherim gam kein ein tzarech levarich. That even though you're smelling other like pleasant things, when you come back, you still do not need to make a bracha on that. Just want to go back and do Dirshu footnote 3. If you're going out to shul, tzarich levarach shenis. And when you come back, you have to make a bracha a second time. Now, if you left and you go back, you go to shul to go daven mincha, and you come back to your sukkah. So, kachsuv b'shar hatzi on the common simit tof reish lamites. Shenechlechu b'kach hachronim. It's a machlokus. Ha'im halicha nechsheves hefsek. By leaving, is that considered to be a hefsek or not? Masik sham sheba oisa seuda ein tzarech levarach. If you're turning back to the same meal, but you know he gives one, it's time to go daven mincha. So then, it's not considered to be a a hefsek. Aval im haya bein shtei seudos, but if you're between meals, yes litzarev es dasa sovrim shebeshtei seudos tzarech lachs levarech. So the Rizan opinion says that between two meals, you're not eating right now, then you would have to make a new bracha. The gabe chiv lachs levarech al seud also cost of la'el kuf ein ches, meaning you have to make a new bracha on the food you were eating. Shehalicha lebeis kinesis ein anechshev's hefsek, that's not considered to be an interruption. Imo hisiach daita bein asayim le'echol. You still in mind, when I come back, I'm going to finishing up my meals, and you do not make a new bracha on the food that you were eating when you got up to leave. Okay, that concludes Sif Aleph.